prototyping reality, prototyping realism, and communication. I will not salvage the remainings of capitalist realism to be happy picking up the crumbles from the ground to not be hungry. If a choice can be made on how to develop dignity, I will make it survive adjust, and tactically partition my resources, gain assets necessary. I am 23 years old, and I have to think about survival and extinction every day. I will not mumble about how my youth has been too soon captured into the mass cognitive dissonance. Human strength cannot be measured in GDP, cannot be paid. These abbreviations are not following international standards of economic language, but neither do I nor would I ever want to. If we talk about privilege, we should talk about precarity, like sparkles going out of a big fire, raising high to the sky. That cools them down, makes them fall like an ash back onto the ground level. Their firing potential dismissed by circumstances. Would you want to be the cool air, or the ignited spark, a shark, or the ocean? Who is strongest? Who resides on the top of the pyramid, on the top of Maslow's priorities, on the top of the food chain, believing that hunger does not exist, that our body, our senses trick us, that we do not feel, we imagine, we simulate, because we were taught to simulate the very experience of being alive? And if that is so, who to blame when they say that computers are not different than us? Do they feel pain? Do we feel pain? It could be the only distinction between a living being and other forms of life, and the awareness of the end, a poor-arching void that no one will ever be able to experience so profoundly that speech about it would be possible. Disillusion once you learn how to scream from the top of your lungs as loudly as you can. A constant wish to do so appears daily in a busy street when you are petting your cat, while you stand in a line, and your own temporality does not match the tempo of others, or the tempo of life. In a matter of fact, your materiality gets shattered because of this captured scream that you are willing to release but afraid to do so because of you know what others will think or do. As if you could suspect a reaction from your surroundings, an activation of dreamy minds floating somewhere in their own individualities. This is a feeling of resentment for others from yourself, and the scream gets shattered into countless particles within your body, and then it travels through your veins or meridians or limbic system or pores or cracks between your cells. This endless space, in a pace that nobody or nothing could control, it brings you pain, kicks you in a microscopic way on different places at odd times. Though how you wish you would scream when you had a chance to do so, when the scream did not disintegrate yet, when it was whole, a force, a potential, a kicking activity, an action you could take now powerless. It injects your body with a sensation that the time has passed, that it is too late, that we do not have time anymore to react, to change anything, to battle this distraction within us, to tear the parchment where all rules and regulations and statements, lies and truths are written, to be able to take control of our own thoughts and decisions, to contextualize more efficiently, doing so without being afraid of what the context might bring us, how it can hit us, but also how softly hugs can be given or gotten, how a breathing just happens at unpredictable speeds and at situations unforeseen. I sometimes wish I could be a tree just being. I presume that trees do not feel this scream inside them being slowly disintegrated. This painful now, this current observation of time just sly peeping past our eyes, rapid eye movement in an awakened state. Well, maybe not even awake, aware, just not asleep, as if you were on a fast train going nowhere, going somewhere, not even following the train tracks, just mindlessly moving into all directions like a snake in that old Nokia game, crashing into your own tail, and then the game is over, only to be restarted again. Listen to this fine monophonic tune, you know it by heart. It tells you that you lost one heart, but you can continue living. Be careful, more careful than before. If you crash into your own tail again, the end might come sooner, but you know this is not a sad story nor a depressing tale. It is just a thought process that is trying to express that no matter how many lives you lose, there will be the next one, generated by some sort of a protocol, a scheme that we might not understand until we have the ability to procreate, fertility to express in one way or another. Maybe the snake just needs a bit of a contact, a touch, and that is why it approaches itself so much, just a bit too much. So are we still in a daily hurry, in a constant acceleration of finding the meaning for all of this, while the internally captured scream is controlling how we breathe? What would happen if we would slip and release it? Maybe somebody would say bless you, as if you would sneeze, and no hard feelings.